We are learning Masechtas Erev in Daf Kuf Aleph, Amud Aleph, and we're starting on top of the Amud, the new Mishnah. It says the Mishnah like this, Hadalas Sheve Muksa, a door of a Muksa. A Muksa, Rashi learns, is like a backyard that's not used a lot, and therefore you don't really need a door going out to Shirabim because you don't use that door a lot, and therefore they don't make a proper door. What they have is just basically a board that they put back and forth on this door. So it's a shtickle shaila of binyan because it's not really on hinges. It doesn't really look like a door. So adel shev mukso or v'chadokim shev pirtzo, or using some kind of bundle of thorns to close up a hole, a breach, or machtzelas, or a mat, ein noyel in bohem, elam kein gevoyim in aretz. You're not allowed to use it as a door unless it's tied to the door and it's off the ground. Like a regular door is not dragging on the ground, it's off the ground. So, but this door is just a piece of wood, even if it's attached with a string, but if it's not gevoyim in aretz, then it looks like a binyan. It fits right in. We're talking about this thing fits right into the opening, and it looks like I'm building a wall because it doesn't look like a door, and therefore it's a shaila binyan. So that's the halacha. The only time you can be noil, the only time you can use it for clothing is only if it's off the ground, gevoyim in aretz. It's not being schlepped on the ground. It's a little picked up, it's in the ear a little bit, then it can be used as a door. If not, it's a shaila of binyan. So I think more of a minu, I ask you a kasha. It says in the bright, so delas hanegreres, if you have a door that's dragging on the ground, or machtzelas hanegreres, or a mat that's dragging on the ground, the kankara nigrar, or you have like a big barrel that you're using for a door, it's nigrar, bizman shekashurim v'tuluyim, if it's tied and tuluyim. Tuluyim means it's still nigreres, but it's being stood up with the string. It's not flat on the ground, it's being stood up on a string. The loch is, noilem behem b'shabbos, vein tzarach lem yontif, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, and of course yontif, which is more kuladik, you're allowed to use this as a door. So what do you see from this price? Even this price doesn't have to be gevayim in ha'aretz. It does not have to be raised off the ground. Even if it's dragging on the ground, as long as it's tied and tully, it's enough to be a heker, noticeable that it's a door, and you're allowed to use it as a door. So it's a stira to our Mishnah. Om abaya, b'shiyesh lahem tzir. Abaya answers that you don't need gevayim in ha'aretz, you do not need it to be raised off the ground if it has a tzir, which means it has like a pivot. It's tzir literally means a hinge, but here it means like a pivot. It means there's something inside the door that you could stick in the ground. The door helps the door be stuck into the ground and it turns on that little peg. So it's called like a pivot. It's like something that you could turn the door with it. Basically, it's something that shows that this thing is a door. So if it has a tzir, then it's nicker, it's a door. It's recognizable that it's used as a door, and it would not be a shiloh of binyan. And it doesn't have to be gevayim na'aretz. Rav amar, b'shehoylem tzir. It doesn't need a tzir lemaisa right now. As long as it has a hole, and it's clear that it once had a tzir, it once had this little peg, this little bolt, then it's good enough. So Abai says it has to have a tzir right now. Rav says it had a tzir, but either way, we're saying like this, that if it has no tzir, it has to be gevayim na'aretz. But if it has a tzir, then as long as it's kosher v'tali, which means it's tied and it's being held up a little bit by a string, that's enough to be called a door. Meisve, Master Kasha, says in this price like this, Delas hanegreres, machtzelas hanegreres, it's a door that drags, machtzelas hanegreres, v'kankan hanegrer, a barrel that's dragging, v'zman shekshurim v'tluyim, it's kosher and tluyim, and the girsa of Rashi is it had a tzir, and yeshlem tzir, v'gevayim in aretz, and it's above the ground, even a hair breadth off the ground, you could use it as a door. So what do you see? That you only can use it as a door, it's not a shayla of binyan, only if it's a gevayim in aretz, even though it has a heket tzir. We just finished saying that if it has a heket tzir, which means it has this bolt, this pivot, then does not have to be gevayim in aretz. This Brashi says gevayim in aretz, and Rashi's girsa was that it had a tzir. So Abayim Mataras Tameh, Ravel Mataras Tameh. Abayim and Ravel answers Brisa, each for their own reasoning. Abayim Mataras Tameh, you read like this, Oishi Yesh Lehem Tzir, Oishi Gvayim Naretz. That it works either or. Either it has a tzir, or it's off the ground, even a Malay Nima, that's enough to be a hacker that it's a door. But you don't need both. Ravel Mataras Tameh, Kesha Hoya Lehem Tzir. It was also oy, and either it once had a tzir, oy shugvayim na'aretz, that's enough. So upon him, everything shtims l'maisa. That was saying we have his door of the muksam, that is not a regular door, it's shayla binyan. Either gvayim na'aretz, either helps gvayim na'aretz, or it helps to have a tzir. Sagt der Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbanan. Seuche koitzim vechavilim sheskinam lepirza. The Braita goes further and says you have this branches of thorns, vechavilon, and you have these bundles of thorns, sheskinam lepirza shevechotze. You set it up in order to close up a breach in the chotze. Bizman shekashurim vitluyim, noilem behem b'shabbos. When it's tied and it's hanging off the ground, the Rashba learns, Gvayim and Aretz, Noilem Behem B'Shabbos. Then you can use it as a door. So again, the same halacha is that if you're not going to have a Heketzir, you need Gvayim and Aretz. If you're making using this kaitzim or using these bundles to close up an opening, you have to have Kshurim, Vitluyim, all to be a Heker. Now, in Halacha L'maaseh, there's a shaila. Let's say someone has this little thing in his backyard, and he uses a little board as the door. So that would be this shaila, could use it as a binyan or not. L'maaseh, some Rishayim learned the Gemara that the problem with this muksa, in the back, what we said is a muksa means like a backyard, is that it's not used every day. But if it's used every day, even though it's not such a good door, that would make it a door. Since they use it every day back and forth, that alone would make it a door. So in Halacha L'maaseh, it's a little more cool. We learn like Rashi. Rashi learned Mukso just as an example of someone who doesn't make a normal door. But according to Rashi, anytime it's not a normal door, it has to be raised and have all these tenayim, all these conditions to be able to use it. Tani Rav Chiya, Delas Almana, which means literally a widowed Delas, which on Agraris. Marlon, explain what it means exactly. Delas Almana on Agraris, that's dragging on the ground, ain't no limba. You can't use it as a door because the shayla of binyan looks like binyan. Hechidam yal zamana. What is the example of a door that's called a widow door? Ikadam yichad shifa. It's made out of one piece of wood. That's not a normal door. One piece of wood. Usually a door is made out of a lot of different pieces of wood together. This is one piece of wood. It looks more like binyan. Veikadam the less like gishma. Does not have brackets. It's tack a few pieces of wood together, but it's just nailed together. It doesn't have brackets holding it together. When you make a door, you need brackets to hold it together because it goes back and forth or fall apart. So again, this type of deles does not look like a regular door because either it's one board or it's a different piece, but only we add any brackets. Therefore, halacha is that it has to be raised off the ground in order to be called a door. Amar Rav Yehuda. Now we're going to go transition to a different shayla, more about binyan, but this is more about oil. The halacha is that even an oil aray, which means a temporary structure, if you make the walls and the roof, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. You're not allowed to make the walls and the roof of a structure on Shabbos, even though it's temporary. And there could be even certain ways that you can't make a roof alone either, and that's in a case where you want to use it for shade under it. But even if you don't want to use something for shade, if you make walls and a roof on Shabbos, it's also to do. So what's the etzah? So I'm Rav Yehuda. Haim v'derusam. If you want to make this like it's a bonfire more, you're taking wood. We're talking about a case where it wasn't shalom muksa. You want to make this structure of little logs that you make like a round, they put logs on top, make walls, then you put the logs on top. Haim v'derusa. So the etzah you do on Shabbos is, if you do, make a shinui. Milmala lamata shari, which means you hold the logs that you're going to put on top, and then you slip under it the walls of this log. So milmala lamata shari, milmata lamayla asa. But if you do the bottom up, that's also, because that's not a shinui. V'chein biasa, you want to set up eggs, like in a pile. You're going to make walls, and then on top of it, you're going to put eggs as a roof. You want to set up your eggs in a nice little way. It's a tefach high. So you make a little structure out of eggs. The halacha there also, you have to do it me'mala l'mata, not me'mata l'mayla. V'chein kidra, you want to set up pots that way. V'chein puraya, a bed. This is easy for us to understand because this is more l'maisa. Let's say you want to make a bed. And the bed has walls and then it has the mattress. So you have to hold up the mattress and slip the walls under it. That's the only way you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. V'chein chavita, also barrels. In halacha l'maaseh, this could be negeya, if you some shittist. If you want, something called a snap. Used to be something called a snap and go. You had a car seat, and then you had this wheels that opened up and turned into wheels. Now, when the thing opened up into wheels, it had a basket under it. So you just created four walls. And then you put you put the car seat on top of it, you're creating now a roof. So you just now created four walls and a roof. If you had the wheels of the snapper go open before Shabbos, or the walls are made anyway. So then there's no problem to snap it on, because you're not doing that for any shade, you're only making the roof. But if you put, you open up the snap and go today, you open up the wheels and put the top, you're making four walls and the roof. So if you some shittas, a lot of shittas, what you have to do is, you hold the car seat in one place and you slip the snapper under it and let it snap in that way. This way you're doing a shinui. You're not making the walls first and putting it down, you're putting the walls under this, letting it snap in. That'd be an example of this case. Anything to make four walls and a roof, even though it's not mamish for oil, but since it's a structure of four walls and a roof, it's a problem. You have to do it with a shinui. And the Agmar said a case of eggs or kadeira or a bed or chavit or barrels. He called him, this min called Yeshua ben Chananya, a thorn. He said, thorn. The chsibichu, it says in the pasuk regarding the Yidden, toivim kechedek. It says, the great people among you, the great people among the Yidden are like a thorn. So he said, you're a thorn. Amalei, shatya, fool, shafilis l'sei for the kra. Go to the end of the pasuk. What's the next part of the pasuk say? The chsib, yashar mesuka. They are straight, and they protect Klai Yisrael like a sukkah. So we're saying a good thing in this pasuk. We can't be saying a bad thing. So what does it mean that we're calling them thorns? Well, it doesn't mean the good people among you are like thorns. Just like thorns protect the breach, protect the people, the intruders from coming into your property. The tzaddikim among us, they protect Klai Yisrael. That's what it means, the thorns. They protect Klai Yisrael like thorns. Another pshat, davar achar, toivim kechedek shemahatkim es rishom. They destroy the rishom. They grind up the rishom legehenim. Shneimer says in the pasuk, kumi vedushi bas tzion. Stand up and crush bas tzion. It means the bas tzion crushed all the rishom. Ki karnech osim barzal, make your horns into iron, or farse secha, and your hooves osim nechusha, make them into nechoshes, into copper. And you're going to crush all the Amram. What does that mean, that the tzaddikim are going to crush the Rasham? So the Masha explains, because we know from the Gemara that who's in the Rasham? Some of them do some, they deserve some Olam Haba, some Gan Eden. What happens to the Eschar? It says, the Hainu Shah Rasha Noitel Gam Chelik Tzad opposite. The Rasham get the Eschar. But who takes the Gehenim from the Tzaddik? The Hainu Rasham Noitel Gam Chelik Tzaddik Gehenim. The Mashal says, Rasham take the chelik of Gehenim of a tzaddik, they get it. When the Rasham do something bad to the tzaddikim, they get the tzaddikim's Gehenim. So that's what it means, the tzaddikim are going to crush them up, because they're going to give them extra Gehenim. Their Gehenim is going to go to the tzaddikim. Oh, right. Right, the tzaddikim's Gehenim will go to the Rasham. Tzaddikim's Gehenim will go to the Rasham, that's what it means, they're going to crush them up. Okay. Listen to Mr. Vaita. Lo yamid odom Mishishi Yochid Yiftach V'Shirabim. A person should not stand in the Mishishi Yochid and open up a door in the Mishishi Yochid. That means that the key is found in the Mishishi Yochid and the door is in the Mishishi Yochid. So there's no problem. You came from Mishishi Yochid to Mishishi Yochid. What's the problem? You're standing in the Mishishi Yochid. That is a problem, because it's a gzeira. You might bring the key into your Mishishi Yochid, which it will be a derisa of carrying from Mishishi Yochid to Mishishi Yochid. The opposite case says, well, you can't stand Mishishi Yochid. V'yiftach Mishishi Yochid. For example, like Rashi gives an example, you have a key on the roof of the house, and the keyhole also is above your tefachim to the Mishishi Yochid. You can't take the key off the roof and open the door, even though you're not bringing it into Mishishi Yochid at all, but you're standing in Mishishi Yochid, it's a problem. Why? Because you might carry it into Mishishi Yochid. And the only time you can stand in Mishishi Yochid and open up a door in Mishishi Yochid from a key in Mishishi Yochid is Elam Kein Asa Mechitza Gevay Yasar Tefachim. Only if you make a wall, a fence of 10 tefachim around the door, so you stand in there, so you're standing in Mishishi Yochid. Now you're standing in Shish Yochid, open Shish Yochid, then it's fine. Omru loy, so Chum said back to Rameyer, Maisa B'shuk Shal Patam in Mishai Rishlaim. There's a story in the butcher shop, in the butcher area, in the shuk of the butchers, Shai Rishlaim, in the market of the butchers that was in Rishlaim, Shai Noyalim Manichim Asaf Teach, Pesach. They used to lock the door and put the key on the window on top of the Pesach. So they stood in Shish Rabim, in Yerushalayim, and they open and close the door from the Shiyachid to Shiyachid. Not like Rameyer. And Rabbi Yossi agrees to that. Rabbi Yossi changes the mindset a little bit. Rabbi Yossi says, Shuk Shot Samaram Haya. It was the Shuk, it was the market of the people who sold the wool. But either way, it was a Raya that they allowed them to open the door, not like Rameyer. The Tferes Yisrael speaks out that the Chiddush is of Rabbi Yossi saying, even one social Tzarech Shabbos, especially in the butcher shop at Tzarech Shabbos. But the Shuk Shal Tamar, once Shacharich Shabbos, they still allowed them to open and close the door in such an oifen. Akaponim, we have a chalukas in our Mishnah, if you let us stand the opposite Rishos and open the door in the other Rishos, and you're not geyser, you're going to bring the key back to you. We had this mentioned before, so Rameyer holds, always a gzera, you might bring the key back to where you are standing.